At a committee of the whole meeting this week, staff brought forward the latest draft of the strategic plan for 2024 to 2027. The draft includes initiatives and priorities going forward in the township. The plan lists four priorities, each broken down into four objectives. One of the priorities, strong communities, includes fostering public awareness, engagement, and involvement. Promoting township identity while recognizing the importance and value of heritage and traditions from each community, strengthening and promoting the quality of life and well-being of residents, and fostering welcoming and inclusive communities. The priority listed for sustainable infrastructure and services includes developing and implementing master plans and policies, enhancing the level of service provided in a realistic and sustainable way, implementing the asset management plan, which includes life cycle management and financial strategy, and responsible financial planning for operations and capital plans. The balanced growth priority includes ensuring appropriate infrastructure and resources are in place to support growth, planning for more affordable and attainable housing, increasing local commercial and retail services and assessment, and preserving agricultural, natural, and cultural heritage. The organizational effectiveness priority includes ensuring effective governance, an effective workforce strategy to enhance engagement and a place where people want to work, customer service excellence, and business continuity, reliability, and resiliency. CAO Rebecca Murphy explains why they brought it to council now.
It is certainly a work in progress. Staff have been working very hard the last quite a few weeks now on budget and working on budget. And so perhaps there's not been enough time to review this. So it's being brought to council really as a work in progress and to understand if council's okay with the main points of our strategic plan, the vision, mission, the priorities, and the objectives. The initiatives are much more fluid, and we can certainly craft those, and staff will be reviewing them over the next month or so before a final version is brought back to council to look at.
Murphy went on to explain how this plan better considers the residents of Loyalist Township.
The former vision includes the word prosperous, and I believe we did hear from the public in the comments leading up to this update was the old strategic plan didn't have the residents enough, sort of didn't mention residents and what we were doing for the residents and for the community. And at both of our sessions, we tried to incorporate more of that. And in part of the vision, the old mission used to say provide support and services to promote a prosperous quality of life for residents. And I think we acknowledged that not everyone could be prosperous, or that it was too focused on financial goals. And I think we want to, try to ensure that we could balance their needs, try to kind of balance both perhaps financial and otherwise. Certainly that, we weren't trying to focus necessarily just on money. And I think we had a lot of discussion about supporting healthy quality of life, but also, social services or housing and employment.
Murphy explained the need for a balanced approach with the plan.
I think we've realized over 4 years that we have very different communities of interest, whether that be the settlement areas, whether it be urban, rural, whether it be the island and the mainland. There is different communities of interest, and we can kind of build and strengthen all of our communities while not necessarily trying to make them homogeneous. With regard to the people, certainly fostering welcoming and inclusive communities is a big objective there, for in terms of all people are valued. This is a new initiative, and that whole idea of welcoming and inclusiveness is new in the strategic plan. It wasn't there before, and I would say that there hasn't been a lot of work towards that in our community specifically. So I think this is new. And I think if you look under the initiatives for fostering welcoming and inclusive communities, we talked about welcome packages and establishing a diversity, equity, and inclusion action plan or commitment and those kinds of things. So I think that's just maybe perhaps the first small steps. A lot of the other priorities also go back to thriving, innovative, and sustainable communities. So our infrastructure and our balanced growth really speak to those. Operational effectiveness does promote the customer service excellence and that piece, which I think also feeds into valuing our residents as we serve them.
Murphy spoke about a new potential committee in the township.
In the initiative, there is a recommendation for one community sort of well-being committee. Not sure what it would be named, but one of the priorities in the plan is strong communities, and we felt that there'd be a number of things that that committee could work on to make suggestions and recommendations to council where they want to see us go in order to have those strong communities.
Councillor Lorna Willis explained the importance of a youth committee.
I like the idea of the youth engagement plan. I particularly like the idea of youth participation on committees when we talk about the diversity, having seniors and youth. And perhaps even a youth advisory committee would come out of that youth engagement plan. I think that's very important.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke about an initiative regarding support from the county.
We don't want to reinvent the wheel, and we don't want to spend money that we don't need to. So if we've already got an investment in it, then we work with that investment to make sure that we're getting return. And we have recently, we've succeeded quite well industrially. That's not to say that there isn't more out there that everybody just has to keep working together to make sure that we're succeeding, I think.
Murphy explained the importance of county support.
I certainly think staff in recent months, this year, have had more conversations with county economic development, just realizing that it's not a fee for service with the county economic development department. Their mandate is to do what county council has asked them to do with respect to tourism or economic development, and they do provide quite a number of services for our businesses here. However, their focus is not doing economic development for Loyalist, and we don't have a service level agreement that way. So I believe, the initiative is really to kind of look at what's missing from those services on a countywide basis that maybe Loyalist specifically are not getting provided.
Hagedorn noted the success from county support.
Tourism is a big part of it. And you can see how different places in the county, one might look like it's being serviced better in one area than the other, but when you put it all together, I guess it's a big picture for them. But we've been very successful lately. We just have to keep moving ahead.
Murphy explains how the township plans to prioritize initiatives.
There's going to be a lot of things that staff will have to work on, and that will be up to individual department heads and managers on annual work plans for their staff to identify these. So the reason we would go back to senior management regularly and say, hey, don't forget, we're doing a youth engagement plan. When are you fitting that in? We will be assigning each initiative to a primary division that's their responsibility to deliver. And when we come up with a time frame, I'm going to expect them to give me the time frame that they think they will be able to address these.
Murphy went on to give examples from township departments.
I advise staff that they are not supposed to be on top of what you're expecting to do every day. And so if you have work that you're working on just through normal course of action, being a good manager, and things you're improving in your department, such as redoing the zoning bylaw is a good example of that. It's something that I know that the manager in that division wants to get to and is working on. And so I've suggested that these initiatives should be stuff you're already working on. And that if you're really busy doing things that aren't in the strategic plan, then you really should look at why. If it's operationally and legislated, compliance kind of pieces, if you're working on cemeteries or, environmental compliance for water, that's great. But if there's an initiative here that's assigned to your division, it should be the direction you're going on. And while we have, for instance, an environmental sustainability guiding principle, and we want to use an environmental lens on our projects, there's not a lot of environmental initiatives here, that have been included. And so if environmental division wants to go ahead and work on all of these initiatives because of the resilient climate action plan, but council hasn't kind of said that that's a priority. So we've sort of had that discussion, and ideally the initiatives are coming back to council are stuff that staff are working on already. And we're not going to be successful if it's just things that are added in addition to the normal workload.
Murphy spoke about the steps going forward.
We will be submitting this out for public comment after tonight's meeting. Those communications have been ready. And we're going to take, even more staff comments and all council comments into consideration in order to tweak and, wordsmith this plan to be what council really wants.
For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.